The Traveler's Journal, April 13th, Under the Old Apple Tree. Today is the anniversary of Thomas Jefferson's birth, and we thought it appropriate to visit a place that was close to his heart. The eastern foothills of Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains were covered in white this morning. No, not the cold, wet white of winter, but a warm, soft color that comes from thousands of acres of apple blossoms, one of the surest harbingers of spring. More than 40 varieties of apples grow in the orchards of Nelson County, a half-hour drive north of Charlottesville. Traveling the quiet lanes of the region's 35-mile apple blossom trail is like floating through a white sea of billowing flowers. If you suffer from blossom blindness, swing up through the Blue Ridge Parkway, or hike the Appalachian Trail past Crabtree Falls, a series of cascades which tumbles 1,200 feet down a mountain. Travelers who would rather seek out local crafts can spend many happy hours in towns like Nelliford or Lovingston. The Waltons would feel right at home here. Their creator, Earl Hamner Jr., set his uplifting Depression-era stories in his hometown of Schuyler, as the Walton Mountain Museum will remind you. But not all homes here were humble. Venerable plantations and palatial estates are tucked away in the rolling countryside. And each spring, the County Historical Society conducts tours of these private homes. A handful of small bed and breakfasts provide a range of accommodation. Dining options vary from gourmet to down home. Visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.